The Fujicast is an independent Loading Zone production.
So, Kev, for those, by the way, listening on Monday, this will all make sense. If you're listening to it, well, maybe even Tuesday morning, it'll all make sense. If after that, you'll sort of know what happened in what we're just about to talk about, so it won't make much sense. But, Kev, congratulations. Wales are practically there, aren't they, as a football team in a major tournament?
Don't curse it. Don't curse it.
There's one foot in there. I mean, you are. I think you're a cup winner, Kev. I think it's all the way.
Well, you should know. I mean, we've been in the World Cup and the Euros. The previous ones, first time since 1958, but then we can't seem to stop. But yeah, so I was at the match last night, Finland game, took the kids. Amazing. You know what? It beggars belief, the difference between going to watch football in Wales and rugby. £35 got me and the kids a ticket, like between us, £15 for me, £10 for them.
That's not bad. Well, for the football?
For the football, yeah, amazing atmosphere. They allow the fans to sing the anthem rather than having some stupid opera singer ruining it. And they win, and it's brilliant. Yeah. Whereas rugby, I used to go to rugby all the time, of course, but the Six Nations, they wanted like £160 for a ticket. Who can, Wales is a working class country. People can't afford that. They don't go, and then they're rubbish. So football is a very, very good fillip.
Isn't it weird? Because I was expecting you to say the other way round, because everything about rugby, when I watch football, I am turning into, by the way, my dad and my grandparents, or grandparent, in that I'll say, oh, get up. Honestly, if that was a rugby tackle, you'd be up and you'd be at it again. Stop rolling on the floor.
That's definitely true of football. Yeah, I agree with that. I never played football, but I played a lot of rugby, obviously. And rugby has always been in my blood, I suppose. But I just can't. They can't justify it these days. It's absolutely insane. The pricing, it's like £8 a pint, and it's £12 for a hot dog. Yeah, it's just crazy. Go to the football. It's cheap to get in. Amazing atmosphere.
And Albie's getting the rounds in.
More passion from the players.
So come on, Kev. Here we are. It's Monday. It's Monday when this show comes out. I know we're recording this Friday, but it's Monday. So Monday. Think Monday. Score prediction. It's not an easy match. I did wince. I had to say I looked a little bit from behind the sofa when I saw who you're going to face.
Yeah, Wales, Poland. Poland, well, none of the matches are easy at this point, are they? But all of the teams are in the playoffs for a reason, and that is because they didn't quite make it. Yeah. So, in theory, they should all be fairly similar in terms of abilities. Wales are at home. We have beaten Poland in recent history. Yeah. We are, in fact, one place above them in the world rankings, just about.
Okay.
So my prediction, actually, bearing in mind that we're driving, I have to get out of that ridiculous car park and drive home at the end of the match. My prediction is probably it'll be 0-0 at the end. Then it'll be 0-0 at the end of extra time. And then we win on penalties.
Oh, you will win on penalties. Right.
That means we'll get home about 2:30 in the morning. Kids have got to go to school.
But it'll all be worth it. That's for sure.
The Fujicast.
Welcome to the Fujicast. Here we are. Another couple of weeks have gone past. It's nice to have you back, by the way, Kev. I missed you in London. We all missed you in London.
Yeah, I forgot about that, actually, yeah.
What do you mean you forgot about it?
No, I forgot. I missed that was the recording. That was the podcast, wasn't it?
I kind of missed out completely on that.
Well,
it's the one where you got up in the morning. I couldn't believe this, by the way. I was trying to find a parking place. The car, you won't know this, but the car park I was supposed to go to that morning to... get everything unloaded and go to a car park. Well, the car park, the road had closed going to it. So I was thinking, how am I going to get parked? It's raining. I need to get the equipment out. People are coming at 11 o'clock. And then there was a phone call, and it was you. And I said to Neil at the time, I'll have to phone Kev back. And when I phoned you back, oh, Kev, you weren't well at all, were you?
I was stuck in a hotel. I was ringing you to see if you could come around and help me put my underpants on, because I couldn't reach the floor. I was sat there with one sock on and pretty much nothing else, and I was completely and utterly stuck. I was like, well, I don't know what to do.
I'm quite pleased I didn't pick up the phone first time around then.
So, yeah, sorry about that. That was the end of that.
I know. We all missed you. We did take the mickey out of you a little bit. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I was wincing a little bit as we were doing it. But I thought, you know, Kev won't mind. This is Kev's territory. He won't. He's been naked in a rugby shower before. He won't mind. I don't know why that's a fair analogy, but you and your questions into the show, if you've sent them by email, I've got a fair few emails that have come in, so thank you for those. How are we doing on Facebook as well, Kev? Good?
Hang on. I haven't looked.
You've had 2 weeks to sort yourself out here, Mullins.
Come on. Yeah, we got some. Yeah, we got some.
Good. Some things never change, do they?
Yeah.
Right. Shall we, first of all, before we start today, a couple of things, actually. One, thank you to PickTime for being our wonderful sponsors. I've been playing around with my pricing of late, and it's very easy to do, actually. I've been addressing the prices. Stuff has gone up, but I'm still selling prints at prices like they were 3 years ago. So I've had to go in line with a bit of inflation, Kev.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the good things, isn't it, about PickTime is you can, well, the way I do it is I just set it to a ratio of the product cost. So if it goes up, my price automatically goes up. Mm. So it's very easy to do, amazing to manage. And yeah, I mean, what else can we say about PickTime apart from, I think that, you know, when I was at the photography show last weekend, so many people that I chatted to had moved from other providers to PickTime. It was like,
really?
You know, I didn't actually see a PickTime stand there. I don't know if they were there.
Oh.
I did look, but I couldn't see them. But they didn't need to be there, really, because pretty much everybody was just talking about them. All the wedding photographers I spoke to, yeah.
They should have sent you around with a flag at the top. Go to PickTime, pick-time.com, and use the code FUJICAST, and you get 1 month free. I'm not quite sure that would have fitted on your flag.
No.
But you could have had it.
Would have fitted on my T-shirt, though, the way I am at the minute.
Oh, Kev. my eldest, Jack. You know Jack. I don't know why I'm saying that, like you don't know him. Jack has got me playing. Oh, by the way, so thank you, PickTime. You are wonderful. We love you so very, very much. Go to pick-time.com, and if you use FUJICAST as the word when you're prompted to, when you sign up, you can have 1 month absolutely free. Jack, he has got me going to football on Sunday nights, Kev. He says, since you're talking about health and fitness, he said, be good for your health and fitness. But I have to say, I'm a little bit worried because, you know, it's all right for all the dads going that have jobs, PAYE jobs, where if they break their leg, they're okay. They can just sit behind a desk and they'll be all right for the next 2-3 months. We're just about to get back into weddings properly again. This is not the time for me to go and break my leg. And you would know about leg injuries, Mullins, wouldn't you? Mm. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
What do you think I should do, Kev?
Just get loads of ibuprofen in your camera bag. You'll be fine.
That's not really.
Gets you through anything, that.
Does it? Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, he said to me this morning, I was giving him a lift because it's raining, Kev. Do you know, when we went to school, Kev, if it was raining, did you just put a coat on?
Yeah, I didn't even put a coat on. No, I just put a shirt on if it was raining.
The difference between the valleys. And, well, they get a lift. And he was saying this morning, he said, don't worry, Dad, you won't be the fattest one there.
What, does he think I'm going?
No. Oh dear. So that was that. And we also need to there's something about Mr. Whisper as well, isn't there? Where's my notes on that? You've got them, Kev.
Yeah, I've got it. So if you've ever listened to the Fujilove podcast or ever seen any of Tomash's content, you'll know that Stephanie is his I don't know what she's called, like associate editor, perhaps, whatever, I don't know.
I think complete rescuer is probably.
She's been around the feature film industry for quite a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has set up quite an interesting thing, really. She's called it the Fuji Academy. Mm. And we will link to this, of course, in the show notes, and also we'll link to it in the Facebook page, where it is fujiacademy.co.
Yeah.
And it's a series of online workshops. And her first one is with our respected and renowned friend who I'm still yet to meet, Mr. Whisper. And you can sign up. The actual URL for those listening is fujiacademy.co/MR-Whisper. WHISPER-FUJICAST.
Should we do a link to that on the show?
We will link to it. Of course we will. But those people that are driving in their car and have got like photos of sensitive memories. It's nothing to do with us. It's entirely Stephanie's stuff. So I'm sure it will be amazing though. It's some kind of periodical monthly workshop type thing. Yeah. And I know that she's been putting her back into this for quite some time. And I'm sure it will be amazing. And I can't think of, you know, a better photographer really to kick it off than Mr. Whisper.
Yeah. Do you think we could poach Stephanie to come and sort of, I don't know, what would she do with a Fujicast? Just to make us like Tonish's business. What could we offer her?
I don't think we can offer her what Thomas could offer her, that's for sure. You know, that's a fact.
What package? We'll give you all the Twixes you can possibly ever want to eat, as long as you only buy them on a Monday.
Yeah,
from the co-op.
Twixes are much smaller than they used to be and more expensive as well.
Oh, no, don't start that.
But yeah, good luck, Stephanie, with that. FujiAcademy.co/ Mr.-Fujicast, Mr. with MR.
Brilliant, brilliant. And before we go any further, Kev, changing the tone just a little bit, really sorry to hear of the loss of your good mate, Nick. And we've talked about Nick on the show, and I've forgotten, actually, Nick appeared in one of our Christmas specials, didn't he, as well? And I know a fair few people will be aware, of course, of your friendship with Nick and what you've been doing for Nick and the family of late. And I'll spare your blushes on that, because I know you won't say that yourself. But you've put the hours in to be helping Nick, and that was one of the reasons, or the reason, I think, you didn't end up going to Japan, because you were spending time with Nick. And I'm so sorry to hear that we lost him earlier on this week as we're recording this show.
Yeah, Nick was a very close friend, and he was, in fact, I think it was our first ever Christmas special where we did.
Yeah.
Some you scripted some random thing about
it was a bit random, wasn't it?
What was it? Wise men and
yeah,
I don't know.
Was Nick one of the wise men? Was he
banging on my door in Malmesbury saying, "Can we come in?" Oh, I can't even remember now. It'll be in the archive somewhere. It'll be the first Christmas show we did.
Yeah, we never did another one like that.
No, thankfully. And bless him. He finally lost his battle. This week.
Yeah.
And he's gone. He's gone to a better place.
You know, all our love, Kev, during this time, and especially to Nick's family as well. What was Nick's nickname? Did he must have
Big Nick. Big Nick.
He was Big Nick.
Big Nick in the conclave. Yeah, Big Nick, Postman Matt, Aussie Wayne, Welsh Gar.
Yeah,
Photo Martin, 50s John.
50s John. I've never heard of 50s John before. Is he a new friend?
John. No, 50s John's been around since the 50s.
That's true. Yeah, I see where you get that from now, that one.
Yeah.
Big Nick, though. Sad loss. He did say to me that he wouldn't have liked the Welsh victory, would he?
He would have been.
You watched rugby with him last weekend, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched all the rugby on Saturday with him. Yeah. That was nice. Got to see. Did England win? I can't remember if England won.
No,
they lost, didn't they?
It was looking all very healthy until pretty much the last few minutes of the match, really, Kev.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, he got to see Wales lose.
All right.
Moving on.
Right, shall we go for questions? Shall I go first? I was dreading you'd say that because I've got to open up the... I guess what's fixed, by the way, Kev? Guess what is fixed?
Don't be rude.
The button box.
Hey.
I've only managed to put... I've got one for your jokes. And I've got one that I think is for your leg. But the complaints will start coming in. Oh, no, the button box is back. I thought that had gone forever. Right, questions. Let's go with one from Alex Hackney. Hello, my friends. Hope you're doing well. My question is this. Do you see a future where Fujifilm offers a camera, let's say the X-T6, do you think he's hinting to get some information here, in regular tilt screen option or a fully articulating screen option? They've done something kind of like this with the different finishes of the X-Pro 3, and I'd love to see this as a possibility. I think the X-T5 is pretty incredible, but I really do miss the fully articulating screen on the X-T body. love the option of being able to just flip the screen closed, give it a little bit of extra protection, and when I want it, flip it up, use it as normal. Thanks in advance. Have a great week. P.S. I thought the live Fujicast recording was incredible. Really appreciated your guys' work. Oh, that's nice. And I miss Kev, I'm sure is what he meant to write at the end of that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there's no point thinking my part in that show was appreciable.
Well, you were kind of involved in that we kept taking the mickey out of you. So it was like Kev was there without you even needing to be there. You're not really into fully articulating screens, are you, though?
I am.
Oh, are
so
you?
That was one of the things I didn't like about the X-T5 was that they removed the screen that they'd brought in on the X-T4.
Ah.
I like that. But most people didn't, like there was a lot of stuff on the Fujicast Facebook group, wasn't there, about the articulating screen on the X-T4.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like it, and they were like, we're not vloggers, we're not this, we don't need a video.
It's not just about vlogging, it's just this opportunity. I really like the articulating screens that used to be on the, what was the Canon one, the 660, I think it was, wasn't it? They had the completely articulating screen that was really good. I like that. And so when Fujifilm started doing that, I thought, cracking, great.
Yeah, I did too. And then there was a lot of backlash, though, because, and I understand why, because, you know, it did make it a little bit more tricky to do kind of overhead shooting and things like that. But yeah, it's gone on the X-T5. I very, very much, answering the question, I cannot for the life of me think they will bring out two versions just with different screens.
Too expensive.
I mean, they've kind of done something similar with the XH range, as in there's two of them, different sensors, one aimed more at hybrid photographers, videographers, one aimed more at still photographers. Maybe they'll do something like that with a future XT camera. I don't know. My head tells me that is the remit of the XH range. XT range is essentially one single camera for people who like DSLR styles.
Yeah.
X Pro, of course, is for rangefinder style cameras. I really don't think they would do that. Whether they will invent, somebody must be able to invent a version of a screen that pacifies everybody.
Well, no, because you'd have to have multi points for it to articulate. If for those that want to just put it above their heads and tilt it down,
we can send people to the moon. Somebody, surely. You know, it's got to be possible.
My windows do it, actually, Kev. The bathroom window articulates in different ways. There we go. They just need to copy my bathroom window design.
Sam told me it was you that articulates in the bathroom. But anyway.
How dare you? I can never get in the bathroom. The older the kids get, the less time I get in there.
God, I feel that pain. So I doubt it is my personal answer. But, of course, I have no idea. Who knows, but I agree with you. I do agree with you in the articulating screen was my favourite. But I think, Alex, you and I are a minority.
Going to have to put that into the we will consider pile. Did you hear, by the way, I'm not sure if you actually listened back to the programme. Here's a test that we did at the House of Photography. And I can't remember what he said now, but Andreas ran through the various we shall consider things. And it turns out, really, that if you even hear anything like that, it's just probably not happening. Even the more positive of the we shall considers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I learned a very long time ago that we shall consider means no.
No.
It's the Japanese are very, very polite people, and they do not like saying no.
Mm.
So they say we shall consider.
Yeah.
And that means no.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's your answer, Alex. No. Or we shall consider. One of the two.
Right, Tim Helps, the latest question in the Facebook group, which is actually from a week ago. So, yeah, we need to start thinking about this a bit more, perhaps. Anyway, he did say, how many holes are there in a crumpet?
What? Oh, we did say you could ask any questions.
It does. I have said in the post, you can ask anything you wish.
Yeah, so
some people are taking graces with that. I have researched this for you.
Have you?
And, the answer, Tim, is 250 to 300 is the average.
Because it depends who you buy them from, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, presumably, yeah. But I'm going straight down the line of Warburton's here, which I can't see any reason why you'd buy any other crumpets. But there you go. Warburton's crumpets, 250 to 300 holes on average.
That's posh crumpets.
Yeah, you got to have posh crumpets. Crumpets with cheese and tomato. At least five crumpets with cheese and tomato. That's a proper lunch.
Is it true that crumpets actually are quite low fat? That, it's a bit like, and I mean this by the way,
through the holes, doesn't it?
Does it?
Was that button?
In that case,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It depends what you put on them. I think is the answer. I love crumpets.
We put in a question to. I'm now the school quiz master, by the way, Kev. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, I've gone in and I've changed the format quite a lot from just somebody up the front asking questions in a rather deadpan fashion to actually getting out in the audience and doing participation. But also every round has a sound, as you can imagine. There's loads of sound going on in my quizzes. And one of the questions was, which didn't have any sound in it, how many dimples does a golf ball have? Go on then, guess.
Don't know. I'm going to say 500.
336.
There you go. Yeah, I suppose as a sporting item, it has to be specific, doesn't it? There's probably an industry standard for that.
Well, I gave people 20 either side, and it still got complaints. My one's got 200 anyway. Right.
That does not surprise me from a golfer.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not a golfer, so
not you, but no. The person who's like, my golf ball's got this.
Yeah.
Yes. What a ridiculous
point. If he brings it in and counts it next time at the next quiz, I may just throw it at him. Go on,
Kevin. I used to quite like watching golf.
What?
Yeah, I used to like some of it, but then it much like most sports, it's kind of got ruined a bit, hasn't it? By money and so much money, and now they've got all this kind of who's playing for the PGA and who's playing for Live, and you know, everything's changing, isn't it?
My granddad loved it, but I think the last time I watched golf was when Jack Nicklaus was in his prime, so that's quite a while ago, isn't it? Anyway, have you got another question from Facebook, or was that your crumpet offering?
We could do it. Adrian Jackson says, I'd be grateful for suggestions on monochrome recipes on newborn or toddler images. I shoot with an XH2S, or maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I shoot with XH2-S.
It might be two of them, you mean?
Yeah, I think it probably means he's got multiple XH2s rather than one XH2.
Then you wouldn't put the apostrophe in, would you? It doesn't need the apostrophe.
It is very complicated.
He doesn't own it. Right, okay. He does own it.
And don't get me started on the 6IV thing. Anyway.
Did he say something?
He shoots. No. He says, I'll start again. I've lost my thread. Completely. It's not been an easy week. I'd be grateful for suggestions on monochrome recipes for newborn toddler images.
Right.
I shoot with XH2Ss for my wedding photography and keep to raw files.
Right.
I'm lucky to have received my new X100.
Go on, say it. Go
I.
On. No, six. Say it.
No, Kev. He's written VI.
No, say it, Kev.
I refuse.
Well, look, when you go to a clock, you don't say it's X110 o'clock. You say it's 12 o'clock.
What camera have you got? Any of the X100s? Have you ever had any?
Yeah, well, you know I have.
Which one did you have first?
Well, the one that wasn't numbered. Then I had the S, and then the
S. Exactly. What did you call it?
The S.
The X100S, because it had S written after the X100. You never once ever did I once in the history of everness hear you call it the X102 or the X102nd ever.
No, true.
Did you have an X100F?
Yes, I did.
What did you call that?
X100F.
You never called it 4?
No, I didn't.
No, you never did. X100VI. There we go. Anyway, he uses that. He wants to use his X100VI for photographing his family, including their new grandson. Congratulations, Adrian. I'm really looking forward to using this with JPEG files, so any suggestion would be appreciated.
Oh, so he wants more of a recipe than a preset. Recipe. Yeah, I was listening for a minute. Kev, this is an opportunity to sell a preset package.
No, but what I will do is pimp the part of my website that does have JPEG recipes, which are completely free for everybody to look at. And the one I would, well, I suppose if you want for newborn babies, families, that kind of stuff, you probably don't want too much contrasty, gritty recipe. So I've got a FP4 recipe on my website, which might be nice.
Slightly cleaner than an HP5, I suppose.
A little bit cleaner. Yeah. The newspaper recipe seems to be the most popular one.
See, I like that one, but isn't that going to be a bit gritty for a baby?
For family stuff, I wouldn't recommend that. No. Yeah. The other option you've got now with the, because he's got the X100VI, and
I tell you what, you've been thinking of that answer for weeks, haven't you?
Oh, it's been keeping me awake at night. The amount of stuff I got on that review video. Oh, anyway, that's aside. You have the Reala Ace profile, which what I tried, which and this was really nice, You won't be able to do it with JPEG. Well, you will be able to do it with the JPEG, actually, but you will need to do a little bit of post-processing somewhere. Yeah. The Reala Ace with the just the saturation taken away in Lightroom, or you could do it on Snapseed, or you could do it on your mobile phone if you transfer it that way. Just suck the saturation out of Reala Ace, and that looks really nice, I think. So you have Reala Ace without the color, turns it black and white, but it's nice and soft, nice and muted.
You're spending far too much time in your office playing guitar and trying these things out, Kev. I'm going to have to get you gainfully employed again.
Well, one thing I've noticed with the X100 VI with Lightroom is that they haven't established the profiles properly yet.
Have they not?
So the camera matching profiles are still... They've got the Reala Ace, but they're missing some of the ones that were in the X100 V.
Right.
Notice I didn't say five there. So there's only 16 camera matching profiles in Lightroom, and actually there should be 19.
Right.
So three of them are missing, and I'm waiting for Camera Raw to be updated. So hopefully they'll fix that. I have sent a note to Adobe, but yeah, there we go. So that might be something, Adrian. Try shooting Reala Ace and then just sucking the color out. You can suck the color out of an image by doing this.
Oh, God, here we go. You deserve that one. Bob Rose, Neil and Kev. That's a bit like a solicitor starts a letter, isn't it? A lawyer. No, there's no salutation, no hi, no dear. Neil and Kev. Long-time listener, second-time emailer. It might be the last if we're going to abuse him. This is Bob. Bob Rose. Did I say that? Nebraska. Nebraska. Oh, lovely. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
Still loving the show. You guys have the kind of dynamic together that makes listening fun. First off, I see the X100 VI.
Yes.
Has HEIC, HEIF. Is there a shorter way to say those two, by the way?
HEIF.
HEIF. As an optional file format, along with the usual JPEG and RAW formats. Is there an overwhelming reason to use HEIC, HEIF over JPEG and RAW?
HEIF.
Do either of you guys use HEIF? And if so, why? I don't.
Oh,
so
hi, Neil.
I can use that straight away. I can say that straight away, rather, that I don't use it. But is there a reason, Kev, for using it? What? You must have thought of a good reason for it. I'm sure you have.
Yeah. I switched my camera to HEIF.
HEIF? Have you? Why?
Yeah, I don't use JPEG anymore when I shoot JPEG. Because the HEIF format is better quality and smaller, lower compression. There really is only one downside, and that
I thought it was longer processing time on these. Where did I read that?
Well, I mean, I suppose it might be marginally longer because it compresses it more.
It's a bit like that format H.265. If you use H.265 instead of H.264, H.265 is better, it's more compressed, but it takes forever to squirt out. Oh, that's a horrible expression of the edit.
That might be true, but I think it would be very marginal. I've certainly not noticed any. I've not kind of been shooting and thinking, right, oh, it's taking ages. So that's not a thing for me. But I mean, technically, I think you might be right, though. The real only downside might be that your editing software doesn't support it.
Right.
But most do, right? Most do. You'd have to be using something pretty random to not support it. The other downside is that most websites, web browsers don't display them. So if you were planning on putting your images online, you'd have to convert it to JPEG anyway. So, but if you're just, you know, editing, using it yourself personally, whatever, clients, etc., HEIF is perfect. I have no qualms in using that. I use it myself.
There's various parts to Rob, to Bob, sorry, Bob, Bob Rose, Rob Bose or Bob Rose to his email. Secondly, Kev, I've been listening long enough. I think it's okay to call you Kev. If you prefer to be called Kevin, let me know. Well, now's your opportunity, Kev. What would you like to be known as?
I'm more than happy to be known as Kev.
Right.
Most people call me much worse.
Do they? Right. I saw your response to the negative comments received. I'll obviously have to bleep that out because kids listen to the show to learn. Although my kids, Kev, the language. What is it that they're teaching them at school? I did not used to come home from school with the sort of language they come home with.
Do your kids say, oh my days?
nothing nearly so polite as that.
My kids always, instead of "oh my god," which I think is
"oh my days,"
where
have they got that from? Say,
"oh my days." I don't know, but I think it's like the younger generation have been taught somewhere down the line that, you know, "oh my god" is not a particularly pleasant way of saying things. And I, by the way, I have no problem with people saying that. I say it myself all the time. But they say that a lot, which I find interesting. I didn't know whether Americanism crept in.
That doesn't seem to have made its way to Berkshire yet. I was upset to learn that in today's world, people still think it's okay to bash others about whatever. I want to let you know that there are far more positive people in the world who support you. What's the phrase? Keep a stiff upper lip and carry on. Bob's absolutely right. I watched Kev's... Oh, God, I'm going to have to say it again, Kev. I watched Kev's X100 VI video and found it to be informative on both positives and negatives, as noted and expected by somebody who's well-versed in the Fujifilm world, as what you are, Kev. I found other videos regarding the X100 VI to be informative as well. Neil's comments about the X100 VI during the Gambia Photo Walk show were insightful. I don't usually get the word insightful put next to anything that I talk about in the technical fashion. I currently have the X-T4 and I've been wanting to add the X-100V to my stable for some time. Then those TikTok people blew up the market for the rest of the world. Anyway, after doing my due diligence and researching the X-100VI, I've pulled the pin and placed my order. Look forward to getting it in hand. Thanks to you guys for making the world a bit brighter. Bravo Zulu to you both. Zulu. What does that mean? I mean, I know that's phonetics. Bravo Zulu, BZ. Is that something rude? Have I just said something bad, Kev?
No, I don't know.
I think I don't think Bob would do that. Bob's not that kind of guy.
Firstly, on that point about the negative comments, yeah, absolutely. You know, I posted in the Futurecast group about the negativity that came through on the X100 VI review, but it was, and I did point this out also, it was only a minority. But of course, they're the ones that you see, they're the ones that you first point your eyes
they
to.
Should not be the only ones you ever remember, though, Kev.
Well, they're the ones you remember the most.
Which is horrible, isn't it? It's not strange, because yeah, I think that's human nature, isn't it?
Yeah, but now listen, you know, I also understand that I put my head above the parapet, you know, by, you know, making these things. I'm lucky enough for Fujifilm to have sent me a loan copy, and you, in fact, we shared the same camera, in fact.
Yeah. I know, and you've still got Gambia, it. How come you ended up keeping it?
Because I've been avoiding Andreas ever since.
That's the reason you didn't come to London, wasn't it?
I run around the photography show to hide in from the food.
Did you?
No, it's going back. It's going back soon. It's going back soon.
Is it?
But yeah, so, you know, don't worry about it. Thank you for your support. Yeah. And that's fine. But he did point, he has touched on a very, very raw nerve.
What's that?
Which is about the supply of the X100 VI. And I put another video out yesterday, in fact, with some pictures I took at the race festival.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I love that. Sorry, Kev. I meant to make a comment on that.
No, that's fine. But, you know, some of the comments that have come through on that, again, absolutely mostly positive, but, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, when will we get it? It's ridiculous. And, you know, there are some people who are even, one comment said, you know, that's his overriding worry now with Fujifilm because it's supply issues. And, I've pointed out that a couple of things, really, that it's not just Fujifilm that are having supply issues in the world.
No.
So, you know, supply issues all around the world and have been effectively since COVID. But also, I don't think it's fair to blame Fujifilm for the fact that they got so many pre-orders.
Yeah.
You know, what could they have done? They will have made, I don't
make
know
more,
this,
Kev, sure. Make more. They need to make more. That's the
yes.
problem.
Well,
They're
they do
not
need
making
to make
enough.
More, of course they do, but ultimately this complaint manifests itself into what did they do before the announcement.
Yeah.
And now I know that they made thousands and thousands of cameras ready for launch. That's the reason why from announcement to launch was such a short period of time. Normally it's 2 to 3 months, but announcement was on, what, the 20th of February? And you could order it on the 28th of February, right? You could buy it 8 days later because they'd made a load of them. Yeah. But they can't possibly have known the amount of pre-orders they would get. And they, you know, they had two choices, really. Make, say, a million of them and put the announcement of the camera back by a year. And so nobody would have a camera at all now. Or make what they hoped would be a reasonable amount and go for it that way. I think it's just a little bit disingenuous to blame Fujifilm themselves for being successful in that regards. I'm sure, again, I don't know, but I'm sure that they are ramping up manufacturing massively to try and cope with this.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately, you know, my, from a personal point of view, you know, and again, this is very personal because I know the engineers, I know the designers, I know the marketing people in Japan, and I know what they put into these cameras, and it literally is their life's works.
Yeah.
And so they would not do something purposefully to upset the marketplace. And of course, if they could have made a million or whatever, you know, I don't know how many pre-orders there have been, but then they would have done. So they will be doing their best. And, you know, they've been very successful with this camera and for a reason. And again, you know, I know it's the whole tickety-tock thing. You know, people on tickety-tock got involved with the X100V, and that's, you know, why it's become so popular for the X100.
God, you know, well, one of them's going to pick up the X100 VI. And it's going to, do you think it'll happen all over again? God, you know, TikTok people, maybe we should just put them, lock them all in their own houses for a couple of years.
I've literally never been on TikTok, so I don't really know what goes on.
Have you not
on
got a TikTok channel?
No,
good. You should
Lord,
have
no.
one, Kev. You should have one.
I would
happily subscribe to watching you dance each morning to the latest hit tunes.
I just put my socks on. That's it. Gemma, you know, I've said this before, I think. Gemma thinks we'd make a fortune by selling tickets to people to watch me put my socks on in the morning.
That's it. Can we make one of those? Go on, Kev. I'll get the Kev Mullins profile. I'll give you all the passwords. And if you could start doing socks, putting on socks in the morning films. Fantastic. Look at that, Kev. Yeah. You've been waiting all your life doing all this professional stuff, and the real money was you putting socks on in the morning.
Socks on, yeah. I'd have to find socks that match, though. That would be a challenge. Anyway, so yes, there we go. So yeah, there is a delay.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think it's fair to blame. Not that Bob was blaming Fujifilm, of course, in his email.
No.
But some people are, and you know, it's the way it is. I mean, the last time I ordered a car, which I ended up cancelling, they said, yeah, it's 18 months, but wait, 18 months. There you go.
I'm trying to get hold of stuff. A DJI thing at the moment, and there's about 2 months waiting list for that.
Yeah. We've got all kinds of problems in the world, haven't we? You know, we've got the thing going on in the Red Sea. We've got the problems in the, Suez Canal. We've got, you know, still got a COVID lag. We've got, you know, the wars around the world. All of these things are having impacts, you know, inflation, everything. So vote Kev. I'll fix it all.
Yeah, right. Oh, Bravo Zulu, by the way, is a nautical signal. So is Bob in the Navy? Is Bob in the Navy? Wow, I don't know. Anyway,
wouldn't have thought so if he's in Nebraska.
BZ is a naval signal. Typically conveyed by a flag hoist or voice radio, meaning well done. So what he was saying was well done.
Ah, there we go. So yeah, maybe he is then.
Right, last question of the show this week falls to you, Kev.
Oh, does it? Okay, let's go. Darren Goldstein, curious how you and the audience would handle this situation I was in.
All right.
It's quite a long one. So
that's all right. Okay, buckle in.
Brace yourself, Rodney. I was hired by a massive corporation to photograph their CEO. We shot tethered, so the CEO could see what we shot, right, as well as his assistants.
Was there a comma in there?
No, he wrote it perfectly well. I just read it like a... He was quite involved in tweaking the poses and lighting to his liking, so we worked towards what he suggested.
Yeah.
Many of the shots were of him smiling mostly. Must have been early in the month then. Before we left for the day, we sent them a gallery of all the photos because they needed to choose one immediately for retouching and to send out for a press release.
Yeah.
Later that night, they sent over their two choices. I was shocked at what they chose. One neutral, no smile, and one of the first test shots we did against some windows.
Oh.
My framing wasn't quite dialed in yet at that point, and it was just for lighting tests. I hate the ones they chose.
Oh.
Don't know if it's because they didn't want him smiling or they just chose swiftly without going through most of the photos. The assistants seemed quite young and nervous about the entire day. I was left with a conundrum. Do I question their choices and suggest they look again? Do I leave it alone and just collect my money and move on, or something else? In the end, my wife, in brackets, who always gives poor business advice to me, whose brackets, suggested I don't say anything. Deliver their selects along with a few that I like and retouch them all to send over. That way they can see the final polished images and decide themselves.
Wow. I think, was it his wife that suggested sending in a few of the ones that he liked as well? Or was it him? Yeah. I think she's given you good advice then. because you return exactly the ones that they wanted. I am absolutely sure they would have looked at them. There's no, he does not sound like the sort of person who would have left anything to chance, i.e. letting somebody else pick the photos. He's obviously picked the ones he likes. Fine. Okay. And then you send a couple of extras, like a bonus.
Yes, I think it's your wife has given you good business advice there, Darren, personally. However, I'm going to, for the sake of validation, is this similar to a wedding client, for example, in our world, you know, picking pictures for an album and insisting on them, and then you effectively doing extra work? So in this case, Darren will have done extra work unpaid to create these extra images that they may or may not like. You know, I know that it's tricky in the commercial world. You know, I photograph in the commercial world myself, so I know that it's tricky to make money at the moment. And money, and essentially, you often base your pricing on time.
Yeah.
And you know, does spending an extra evening or a morning or whatever, I don't know, editing extra images and sending them across for free, is that good business sense?
Well, I wouldn't be suggesting spending hours and hours on them. I'm only thinking of an extra couple of images where you thought, look, let me just run these through a not an exhaustive process, and then I'm rewinding now a bit, actually, Kev.
I mean, yes, ultimately, Darren, doesn't it come down to what your future relationship with that client will be, and you know, whatever, and finances, money, time, cost, all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, you know what, I would, if it was me, I would probably, I would just send them the ones they asked for. Yeah. And then if and when I ever got to blog anything or put them on social media, if they were, going to do that,
that you like. Is there not anything to be said for the fact that somebody in that office might be thinking, these are okay, as the pictures that he's chosen, but were there any others? Or do you?
Well, you know what, when it's business to business transactions you don't go into a fruit shop and say, I'd like some apples, please. And they say, well, do you really like apples? Would you not rather bananas?
My shop does.
You live in Middle Earth.
But, you've got a point. Although,
you know what I'm saying.
Isn't that the difference between the days of having contact sheets that would then hang around and people could still revisit them and look at them and think,
perhaps, but you know, nowadays we do it tethered, as Darren said. They were looking at the images, they were selecting them, or they were seeing them as the day went by, and then they just picked the ones they wanted, and that's where my transaction would end.
Well, there we go, that's it for another couple of weeks. Good luck, Kev, with the match. What was your... I don't recall your... Oh, yes, you said penalties. Then you're going to win on penalties. That was it. Are you taking Albs and Rose, or is it just Albs?
Both of them. They love it. Absolutely love it.
Gemma not going? Does she not want to go?
Gemma doesn't go. I didn't ask her.
Oh, Gemma, she's probably sitting at home thinking, I really wanted to go to that.
No, I doubt it. She's probably sitting at home watching whatever she wants on TV, drinking a nice bottle of wine.
There is that. Right, keep sending your questions in. If you want to send them in via email, you can. Click at fujicast.co.uk is the address for that. If you're sending in via the Facebook page, Kev, how do they do it?
Go to the Facebook page. Go to Facebook and search for the Fujicast Facebook group, and the thread is pinned to the top, and post your questions in there, and we should get to them.
No more questions about crumpets, please. Although it does say you can ask what you like, so I suppose the weirdest, should have a weirdest question of the week award. Oh no, don't start that. No, maybe not. All right, Kev, see you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
The Fujicast is an independent Loading Zone production. Email the show with your questions and words of wisdom to click@fujicast.co.uk. Email any complaints and political nonsense to our wives, who will deal with your comments in their own good time and in their own good way.